Big news on South Florida's arts front. After a five-month search, Miami City Ballet has named its new artistic director. Our reporter Alicia Zuckerman has more.
Lourdes Lopez, a former principal dancer with New York City Ballet, will succeed the company's founder, Edward Villela. She'll be the second person to hold the position in the company's 26-year history. Lopez was born in Havana and grew up in Miami before moving to New York as a teenager to study ballet. She says she plans to continue to increase the exposure of Miami City Ballet around the world, but she also wants to maintain its roots as a South Florida company.
That's the DNA. That's the community that has helped build it, and you never really lose that. And the way to make it global is really just to, the way that I view it is, and showing off is the wrong word, but it's a way of showing the rest of the world what South Florida has, what it has built.
The appointment of Lopez continues a legacy of New York City Ballet dancers running Miami City Ballet. Villela was a protege of New York City Ballet founder George Balanchine and that company's first male star. The other finalist for the position was Miami City Ballet principal dancer Jennifer Cronenberg. Cronenberg is almost 20 years younger than Lopez and has spent her entire career with Miami. Lopez will take over for Villela when he retires in May of 2013. I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.
Miami City Ballet director Edward Villela had been planning to step down in April at the end of this season, but yesterday he announced he is leaving the company he founded almost three decades ago, effective immediately. Villela and the executive board agreed to keep the terms of his spring retirement confidential, but insiders say the board was split about his future with the company, but many say he was forced out too soon. Alicia Zuckerman tells us more about the man who started South Florida's world-class ballet company.
Edward Villela's road to ballet began with a baseball.
I got knocked unconscious by a baseball when I was about 8 or 9 years old. My mother got upset. She wasn't there. She was with my sister at this ballet school. And she said, "You're coming with us." I got dragged to my sister's school. I sat there. I was so bored.
So he tried to amuse himself.
They started to jump, and I started to imitate them. And as I was imitating them, I started to make fun of them. And the teacher said to my mother, "Get him out of here or put him in tights at the bar." And the next day I was in tights at the bar.
Eventually, Villela's sister got a scholarship to the School of American Ballet in Manhattan. The school was founded by the choreographer George Balanchine, who also founded New York City Ballet. It was the place to study dance. Villela's mom mentioned that she had a son who danced, too.
They said, "Oh, my God, a son, a boy, can he walk?" Guys were rare.
So all the way through high school, Villela was a serious dancer. Then his sister quit.
My father said, "Okay, enough of this dancing. No more of this stuff. You're going to college."
He got a bachelor's degree in marine transportation. He went back to playing baseball and got a varsity letter.
Then I was welterweight boxing champion. And then I finally said, "Enough of this. I want to dance."
He went back and asked George Balanchine if he remembered him. And Balanchine did.
He offered me a job. And 1957, I joined the New York City Ballet, actually on my birthday, the 1st of October. I was 21, and there I was.
And there he stayed for almost 20 years. He became one of Balanchine's proteges, a rare, famous American male dancer.
And then when I couldn't dance anymore, I said, "What the hell do I do?"
He started traveling around and giving lectures about dance. And one of those lectures was here in Miami.
I finished the lecture in about half a dozen people came up to me and said, "We'd like to make a ballet company, but we don't know how to go about it. Would you help, advise, consult?" So I said, "Sure."
He came to my home, and within 3 seconds, I decided if this man didn't do it, it wouldn't happen, and we sat down at my dining room table.
In the mid-80s, Toby Anson was one of the people whose dream it was to see a professional ballet company in Miami.
And he laid out a 10-year plan of how to put together a classical ballet company.
And they say, "We've read the plan. You're the only one who can do it. Will you do it?" And I said, "No, I'm a New Yorker. We don't leave. That's the way it is. That's the way it is."
And so I got on the phone and called six friends, and I said, "Do you want to be part of a ballet company with Edward Villela?" They said, "Yes. What do you want?" I said, "I want $1,000 from each of you."
Villela started doing some research, and he found a statistic that showed about 1,000 people a day were moving to South Florida. A lot of them were from New York and other places where New York City Ballet performed. And that intrigued him. He and his wife sold their brownstone and moved to Miami.
People used to come up to me and say, "What are you doing here? This is a cultural wasteland." I said, "Well, I think it's also opportunity. I could make something from the ground up. and I would not inherit somebody else's manner, style, problems, personnel, etc.
Now the Miami City Ballet is about to start its 27th season. Villela built the company on the foundations of his mentor, George Balanchine, and it grew into one of the most respected Balanchine companies in the world. Miami City Ballet now also performs modern works and premieres by young ballet choreographers. Last year, the company spent 3 weeks performing in Paris. There is an annual run in New York at City Center, the stage where Villela became a star. And they still perform in Miami-Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and Collier counties. In his goodbye note to the dancers and staff, Villela wrote, "I know that you will continue to make Miami and the world sit up and take notice." I'm Alicia Zuckerman in Miami.
From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Ariana Prothero. It's opening night for the Miami City Ballet. The company may not look so different to the audience, but there's been a major changing of the guard this season. Former New York City Ballet dancer Lourdes Lopez stepped in as the company's new artistic director after founding director Edward Villela's sudden departure last month. Lopez was already planning to take over the ballet school this fall, but she got a call over Labor Day weekend asking if she could start her job as artistic director 8 months early.
Almost. You're not holding it to the end, but it's better.
On Sunday, they called me and they said, "How soon can you be here?" So I ran to home. I was in New York at that time. And I said, "Well, I need at least 24 hours to pack something." And I arrived in Miami Monday night, ready to walk in here Tuesday morning. Basically, I was helicoptered in.
I talked with Lopez at the ballet studios on Miami Beach.
Did you ever have a moment, like a "oh no" moment?
There were many "oh no" moments, but you know what? They were, Ariana. I'm not gonna. On the flight down to Miami, I was like, "What am I doing?" I'm basically landing, taking over within 48 hours two artistic organizations, and I'm leaving my own support system at home. I have a 23-year-old and an 11-year-old and a husband, and basically a life and career in New York. But I really felt strongly there were so many things about it that felt right and organic, mainly that I was coming home to Miami.
What was your path to dance and eventually to New York City?
I was born in Cuba and arrived in Miami in 1959, and I was about a year and a half. I started dancing here in Miami at the age of 5 because of a doctor's recommendation. I had flat feet and very skinny legs and no strength. So that's how I got into dancing. You know, Ariana, one of the really interesting things about, or the enlightening things about coming back to Miami is the Miami I left in 1972 is very, very different than what is here, which is one of the reasons I had to leave, because I wanted to be a dancer, I wanted to be a ballerina, and I could not do that here. That is not the case now. Miami has really changed.
You're in an interesting and perhaps difficult position right now. You are only the second artistic director of the Miami City Ballet ever, and it's a troupe that its founder built from nothing and grew into a world-class company. How do you continue and respect the legacy of someone like Edward Villela while at the same time making the company your own?
Well, Edward's legacy for Miami City Ballet is the same as mine. It has to do with George Balanchine. George Balanchine and Jerome Robbins, those are the two geniuses of the 20th century that shaped both Edward and shaped my own career in dancing.
What does a Lourdes Lopez Miami City Ballet, what does that look like?
I'd like to see Miami City Ballet touring not only Europe and the United States, but Latin and South America. So what I think is very important is that we have to create new work, because I think new work is vital to any discipline. And new work created by young artists of today, finding those great people that will change the way an art form is headed.
And I've been speaking with Lourdes Lopez, the new artistic director of Miami City Ballet. Thank you, Lourdes.
Thank you.
This is WLRN, Miami Herald News.